It's Tuesday, August the 2nd. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Well, Big 12 athletic directors made a decision yesterday concerning all current and future school TV networks, or what they call media platforms. Now, the only current one out there is the Longhorn Network, and all 10 ADs, including Texas's DeLoss Dodge, agreed to put a one-year moratorium on any broadcast containing high school content or that involves any prospective student-athlete. The ADs took the action after raised concerns when Texas announced their intention to broadcast a schedule of high school football games this year on their new Longhorn Network that'll launch later this month. The reason for the one-year put-off is so that the NCAA can have sufficient time to rule on the broadcast of high school content on school-sponsored TV networks. If the NCAA says no, then obviously the Big 12 would permanently follow that guideline. The Big 12 also urged the NCAA Board of Directors to establish a national one-year moratorium on all NCAA schools on using any high school content on school networks, again, until the NCAA rules on it. Now, one victory for the Longhorn Network was that the ADs okayed the broadcast of more than one football game by a school network, which Texas previously announced it was planning to do. And they said that the one game could be a conference game if both schools and the conference office agree, and that all 10 schools would benefit financially from the extra telecast. Well, there are some 27 Aggie players who were on the depth chart for the Cotton Bowl that returned this year. And that means a lot of experience on both sides of the line. But those without experience are good players, too. And the veterans know that those pups will be after their jobs. Senior defensive back Trent Hunter says that that's healthy and that everybody knows that their job is not safe.
Honestly, competition right now is at an all-time high on our defense. You look around and see the talent that we're bringing in year to year. It's hard to say that a young guy's not going to start in any position just for the simple fact that our recruiting is at its best right now. You know, we're bringing in phenomenal talent that you just can't just sit on the bench. If he's able to play, he's able to play. And the Coach Sherman firmly believes that he's going to put the best player on the field. I mean, that's what it is. The competition is out there. No position on our field is solidified right now.
The Aggies kick off with SMU in less than 5 weeks at Kyle Field. Despite the economy, Texas A&M football fans evidently do have money set aside for football tickets. The athletic department announced yesterday that a record 42,151 season tickets had been sold as of last Friday. That already tops the previous record of 38,877 before the 2008 season, and there are still 5 weeks before the opening game. That means that combined with the 31,000 student tickets that have been allocated, more than 73,000 of the 83,000 Kyle Field seats have been reserved. Now, single game tickets for SMU and Idaho go on sale online tonight at 6 o'clock and at the ticket office at Kyle Field tomorrow morning at 8. The Aggie road game tickets for Arkansas, Texas Tech, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Kansas State also go on sale. Individual tickets for conference home games with Oklahoma State, Baylor, Missouri, and Kansas will go on sale to the general public on Tuesday, September the 6th. Availability of tickets to the Texas game on Thanksgiving night will be announced later. The Houston Astros got a 10th inning win over the Cincinnati Reds to open a three-game series at Minute Maid last night.
Altuve swings, rolls one back up the middle, diving step from Phillips. His throw holds. It's not in time. Quintero able to beat it. Hannigan wasn't able to locate the plate. And Altuve gives Houston a 4-3 walk-off win in 10 innings.
Yeah, that was rookie Jose Altuve with the game-winning RBI. The American League West leading Texas Rangers were off yesterday and will open a series at Detroit tonight. The Brazos Valley Bombers lost 10-5 at Victoria last night, and they'll play there again tonight. The Bombers appear not to be a playoff team this year, as it's Victoria they need to catch in the standings to make it, and they are 4 games behind the Generals with just 9 games left to play. And Randy Moss is calling it a career after 13 seasons in the NFL as one of the most dynamic and polarizing players the league has ever seen. Moss's agent says the receiver was considering offers from several teams, but made the decision to retire at age 34. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.